Welcome to 10-5, the official podcast of the OPP Association. I am Scott Mills. My partner Josh Jutras, he's not here today. He'll be back next week. We are the strategic communications coordinators for the OPP Association, and we are your hosts for the 10-5 podcast, the official podcast of the OPP Association. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, the OPP Association is the sole bargaining agent for the close to 10,000 members of the Ontario Provincial Police in Canada. Our members are our focus and our strength. We aim to provide important information to our members and the public about matters that affect policing in the province of Ontario. And today we have a special guest, OPP Provincial Constable Bob Hahn, works out of the Carleton Place OPP Detachment, and he is also on the East Region Emergency Response Team, known as the ERT Team. Rob is spearheading a community initiative at Carleton Junction, which is in Carleton Place, Ontario. And he has partnered with the local municipality, Canadian Tire and Jumpstart, and a number of other people to bring an outdoor rink to youth in the community. And it's not just an outdoor rink. You're going to hear all about this project. It's quite exciting. The location is directly behind the Carleton Place OPP detachment, which is up just east of Ottawa there. Not east, it's west of Ottawa. Correct there. And I just want to welcome to the 10-5 podcast, Provincial Constable Bob Hahn.
Hey, Scott. Thank you for having me on here on the podcast. Just like to say, I like what you guys are doing on the podcast. Listen to it often, and I could probably speak for a lot of people in the East Region that we like enjoy listening to the podcast.
Well, it's really good to hear. We've been trying. I think we've got 50 episodes up there. We're trying for once a week, so please continue to share the word. And if anybody's out there that has a topic or a guest that you'd like to get on, Josh and I are happy to start emailing and texting and having those conversations with people to get you on the podcast. So on this particular episode, we received an email from you, which was quite inspiring, about this project that you're leading up in Carleton Place, Bob. And can you tell us exactly what's going on there?
Well, I can tell you, in Carleton Place, like you mentioned, behind our OPP detachment, we have a beautiful park. It's right in the heart of the village or the town of Carleton Place. And for those folks that don't know where Carleton Place is or are not familiar with it, I can tell you that it's one of the fastest growing communities in Canada right now. And like you mentioned, it's just 30 minutes west from downtown Ottawa. And we're also known for our maple syrup, in case anybody does want to take a tour. It's always good to catch some maple syrup from Atlanta County. So what I have going on in the community right now is myself and several colleagues for the last 10 years have built and maintained an outdoor hockey rink in the winter months for the community. Like I said, just right behind our police station. And every year it gets unbelievable amount of use. We have a lot of traffic through the park. We host community events there, an OPP skate day and winter carnivals. So over the years, we've always talked, and we have a great relationship in Carleton Place with the town staff. And there's always been mention of building a concrete pad with boards and lights and basketball nets and make it a multi-use facility and also all season round. So the unfortunate part is that we've gone to the town and looking for funding or looking for some support, and it just hasn't been in the budgets over the years, as you can imagine. So this past winter, a few of us put our heads together and thought that, well, let's take this matters in our own hand and make a bit of a change here in the community. So I kind of first started off, like you had mentioned, I went to our local Canadian Tire store owner and kind of brainstormed with him what I was thinking and kind of where what we needed to do. And instantly, Stuart was on board with this plan. He supported it 100%, and he immediately offered a substantial financial backing to the project. So once I had that in place, I created a presentation, and I went to our town recreational committee meeting along with our town council, and I pitched the idea to them. And instantly, as you can imagine, it was supported. Town officials, the rec department, everybody loved the idea. And I began working on preparing a budget, a realistic number that I had to reach, and kind of looked at getting the community involved and leaning on some of our stakeholders for this project to really take off.
I just think it's amazing what you're doing up there, Bob. And the community collaboration is what it's all about, really.
Absolutely. Right from the onset, we got this project going. Like I mentioned, we had a great support from the town, but I also didn't want it just to be on one corporation or one person. So I formed a small team, and we've been working really hard, I'd say, in the last 6 months, preparing this plan, and working with engineers and other corporations to have this vacant, dormant land transformed into this pad. So like anything, as soon as it hit social media, the support and the traction we got on this project was unbelievable. It was overwhelming, honestly. And the donations started coming in, and local business owners were stepping up. I'd have people reaching out, families wanting to donate. And then I've also conducted lots of presentations to different community groups in our community. And it's just a project that everybody wants to be a part of. It's fun. I'm really enjoying working with all the different stakeholders in the community. And we are fortunate in Carlin Place with the relationship we have with the town officials, and also our fire department is right attached to our building as well. So, you know, it's a tight community, and for these projects to get going off the ground and get some lift, it takes everybody helping out and pitching in.
So, Bob, exactly what are you doing here? So when I was reading some of these media articles, it was kind of outdoor rink focused. However, I'm told by you that there's going to be, it's just like a year round thing. Can you explain like exactly what's going to be, this is going to become?
Yeah. So our plan is, in this, unused grass area is, have a 120 by 60 concrete pad poured, and then on that pad we're going to have outdoor rink boards on that pad, and then we'll also have some basketball nets, obviously some hockey nets. You know, community members of all ages and ability are being able to play basketball, lacrosse, ball hockey, obviously in the winter with skating and ice hockey. Pickleball is huge in our community, so we'll see users using it for that as well. So it's really a multi-use court is kind of what we're referring it to, opposed to the traditional hockey rink that we've done for so long. So it's going to be a great meeting spot for our community members. And like anything that's not being used right now, that park in the summertime is unfortunately, you know, we see a lot of loitering, we see a lot of littering. There is mischiefs that are happening there. So we're really hoping this initiative will help curb some of that behavior and give our community a place to gather and play.
All right, it's a great idea. Is there going to be lights for nighttime and stuff like that?
Yes, absolutely. So, and that's one limitation we have right now is the rink that we've done doesn't have great lighting, and it's not the best setup. So we are looking at a lighting system for this that'll be able to be on timers and be used into the evening. That's a big part of this as well. And like you can, I'm sure you can appreciate that there's substantial cost to this. So whenever I started this venture, I started researching the hockey rink boards and my lighting and the concrete and labor. So my budget for this project is around the $250,000 mark. Like I had mentioned, I've gotten great support from Canadian Tire already. I've completed a grant process for Canadian Tire Jumpstart, and they're on board and committed to assist with this project as well. And then we've had numerous local businesses step up and want to help out. All joking aside, it's to the point where we're afraid we may not have enough ad space on boards for some of these businesses, which is, I guess, a good problem at my end. But it's been tremendous support in the community.
That's excellent. And thanks to all the people that are supporting there. How can people reach you to help out with stuff like that, Bob?
The best way is email seems to be the best, and I believe my email address will be posted on the site afterwards, but it's cpsportspad@outlook.com. Or on Facebook, you could follow us at Carlton Junction Outdoor Sports Pad. Like us on Facebook, share our information, share our posts. That seems to be our number one networking capability. And anybody has any questions, by all means, reach out. And if I can encourage anybody out there that's listening that wants to get involved in their community, feel free to fire away any questions to me, and I can help. I can give you the information that got me started. And I essentially did that in this project, as I just leaned on some communities near Carl Place that did something similar. I researched some of the information and I just presented an idea, and really it took off from there. So I encourage all our members, retired and active members, and our listeners, just get involved in the community any way you can. And I'm really hoping that maybe this podcast reaches some retired members with some big pensions, and maybe they want to donate it.
That's good. I know some of these, the ice rinks here. My young guy, he's big into playing rep hockey and stuff like that. And I know a number of the parents have created outdoor rinks. Is this rink going to have a refrigeration system on it?
That is one thing I did research. However, we did eliminate that from the budget just on sheer cost, and then also the maintenance and the prolonged maintenance and longevity of it. So it's something that we did take out of the budget. It would be a substantial amount more. So I think my goal is, step one is just get this in place. Maybe some future endeavors would maybe be a covered shelter over top of it to help with the elements. And also maybe, I've always wanted to ride a Zamboni, so maybe I can get a Zamboni out of this deal at some point.
We're going to have to change our podcast introduction music to I Want to Drive the Zamboni, I think, for this episode.
That might not be a bad idea.
I just think this is absolutely phenomenal what you're doing, and I'm sure it'll be a legacy project, that many other members of the community, many other OPP officers, and you mentioned the fire department could all be involved with moving forward. So kudos to you for getting it together, Bob.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. I'm a firm believer that our community members need to see us outside of our cars and not behind workstations all the time. And, having my colleagues and myself engaged in a project like this is, it's great to be able to interact with everybody in the community, and for our youth to see us out doing active things like this and not just behind a steering wheel all the time.
I hear you. I know we're recording this while you're on training up in Algonquin Park, and you got to be a busy guy. How do you find time for all this stuff?
Well, there is some long days for sure. I am on our annual ERT maintenance training here at Algonquin Park. So it is a pretty nice location and it's a beautiful day out there. So taking it all in. I do have three boys that all play a variety of different sports, and it's a busy household. And my wife's a frontline worker as well. She's a nurse manager. And It's a lot, but I'm a huge believer in just, I work in this community. I want to help out in this community. I want to volunteer in this community, and I raise my family in this community. So it all comes pretty easy whenever you have so many people working together.
Well, you're making Carlton Place seem pretty appealing to come and live, work, and play. Much appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us today, Bob, and we'll look forward to following your journey on this project.
Oh, thank you very much. And I could just add in that we're currently reached most of our target goals, and the plans are with the engineering firm right now. So we've already done our site prep, and things are rocking and rolling, and we're really hopeful to get this in by the end of the summer and get, you know, our youth and the community members using this pad and enjoying the outdoor activities. Because I think if COVID's taught us anything, is sometimes outdoor and just recreational programs like playing out inside is healthy and sometimes even better than competitive sports, because it can get pretty committed sometimes with the competitive sports, as I'm sure you're aware. So,
well, I'm going to be up your way. I've got a bit of a connection to the Elmont area, Carlton Place, Pakenham, and I usually come up for the Canadian Police and Peace Officers Memorial the last Sunday in September every year. So I'll be passing through that way. Maybe I'll stop in and meet you in person and check out your progress.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Don't forget to bring a hockey stick or a basketball, and maybe we can have a little 3-on-3 game.
Sounds good. You've been listening to OPP Provincial Constable Bob Hahn of the Carlton Place OPP Detachment and a member of the East Region Emergency Response Team. And he's talking about his ice rink project, recreation project in Carlton Junction in Carlton Place, Ontario. And until next time, this has been Scott Mills speaking with you, hosting. Josh Jutras will be back next week. We are the Strategic Communications Coordinators at the OPP Association. And our next episode will be every Friday. So depending on when you're listening to this, check it out next Friday for new episodes. And you can listen to all of our episodes on the podcast platform of your choice. And we put them all on our blog at oppa.ca/media. So for Josh Jutras, I'm Scott Mills. And until next week, stay safe.